With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. It doesn't happen often, if ever, Israelis and Palestinians celebrating the very same thing.
Peace for the Middle East, that's a beautiful phrase, and we hope it's going to come true, but it's very close.
President Trump announcing that Israel and Hamas have signed off on phase one of his peace plan, calling for a Gaza ceasefire and the return of all of the hostages by Monday. Mr. Trump anticipates visiting the Middle East once both sides finalize their acceptance of the peace plan.
If that's the case, we'll be leaving probably on Sunday, maybe Saturday, maybe a little later than Saturday evening, but that seems to be our schedule.
Mr. Trump calling it a great day for all concerned. The government shutdown is into its ninth day, and as it drags on, there's an increase in air travel delays.
Air traffic controllers are federal workers whose jobs are deemed critical, and they're expected to keep working without a paycheck. Some have started calling out sick. A travel industry analyst says the risk of significant disruptions is growing by the day. The Federal Aviation Administration reports staffing issues at airports and control centers in several large cities.
Correspondent Greg Clugston. House Speaker Mike Johnson denounces Democrats who try to blame Republicans for what the GOP calls the Schumer shutdown.
It seems complicated what's happening in Washington right now. It actually is very simple. Don't let the Democrats distract you. And try to convince you of things that are not true.
Johnson says Republicans offered a temporary spending bill free of any political add-ons, and that bill was rejected by the Democrats, who insist on spending another $1.5 trillion on, among other things, illegal alien health care. In Chicago, the court fight over National Guard crime-fighting troop deployments continues. This is SRN News. Conservatives may quit the Church of England.
Some voices within the denomination are calling for a formal split now that a woman has been named the new Archbishop of Canterbury. Traditionalists within England's state church point out that Sarah Mullally's elevation violates the principle of male leadership, and they also object to her embrace of gay marriage and homosexual ordination. The worldwide Anglican Communion has been heading for a split on these issues for years, and it could happen now. Michael Harrington reporting.
A New York judge has upheld a Long Island County's law banning males from playing on female sports teams at county-run parks and recreational facilities. In a decision in a suit brought by a roller derby league, Judge Bruce Cousins writes that Nassau County's ban is designed to protect women and girls. He also points out that transgender athletes can still play in co-ed sports leagues at the county's facilities. The Nassau County executive first imposed a ban through an executive order last year. This is SRN News. A legendary entertainer says that she may be down for now, but she is definitely not out.
Dolly Parton is making it crystal clear she is being treated for a medical issue, but clarifies her doctors say she is dealing with nothing major. She does expect to return to work in the future. Having written thousands of songs and several books, she is one of the giants in the history of the entertainment industry. And make no mistake about it, when she tells you something, believe it. She tells her fans not to worry because, and we're quoting, "I ain't dead yet." Jason Walker reporting.
The Keystone XL pipeline project, killed by then-President Biden, may rise again. A Canadian government official says Prime Minister Carney has talked with President Trump about reviving that project. More details at srnnews.com.